It's the Outdoor Show. Steelhead fishing, bow hunting, duck hunting, and the latest news from the DNR, all wrapped up with cutting-edge country and bluegrass music, right here with Adam Carpenter, and only on Fox 103.
All right, let's get your outdoor report to you. Last one of the 3 o'clock hour. A little bit early, but that's all right. It means we can play more music. And as promised, I wanted to talk about recipes for grilling duck breasts. Now, first, before we get into the recipe itself, you need to understand that different ducks taste differently, okay? First of all, generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, puddler ducks taste way better than divers. Now, what's the difference between the two? Well, a diver is a kind of a subspecies of a duck that actually eats mostly fish or different crustaceans off the bottom of lakes, snails, things like that, even clams. An example of diver ducks would be bluebills, canvasbacks, mergansers, or big fish eaters. Ducks like that, they just don't have the same taste as a puddler duck. Now, what's a puddler duck? Well, the mallard is a perfect example of a puddler duck. And one of my favorite quotes from a duck hunting video I vividly remember watching and learning from was on Phil Robertson, the duck commander, talking about, I don't know if it was him or somebody that was on the video with him, but they used to say, the mallard duck is a fine table duck. And it is. It's probably one of the best eating ducks you can find. Black ducks are really good. All of the soft ducks, so they're known, the teals, widgeon, these are excellent eating ducks. And I think the mallard is probably the most popular only because they are the most plentiful, number one. And number two, they're one of the larger puddlers, so you get bigger breasts. Duck breasts, very important that you clean and rinse them off and remove any feathers from them as soon as you absolutely can once you prepare the duck. Once you actually basically clean the duck up and take off the breasts, you want to make sure you clean those off as soon as you can. You do not want to have a bunch of pin feathers stuck to the breasts. First of all, it looks terrible. Secondly, it does impact the taste of them. So when you clean and rinse them off, place them in a plastic bag, and then fill them up with enough olive oil in the bag so it covers the breasts, okay? Now, this is going to be basically a recipe for 4 duck breasts, okay? Cut them into half to 3/4-inch strips. Then you're going to add 3 tablespoons of soy sauce, 3 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, and 1 tablespoon of seasoned salt. When you add these in, seal up the bag, shake it very thoroughly so it's all distributed around the breasts, and refrigerate overnight. Then you take the duck strips out, and you're going to cook them on the grill, making sure not to overcook the duck. Okay, you don't have to treat duck like you do some other meats like chicken. You can be very careful. Make sure you're testing the duck. You're not overcooking it. Because if you overcook it, they're very lean. They're not going to have too much give. When you go past that point of no return, they're going to be very dry and chewy. Only about 3 to 4 minutes on each side until they're about medium. They're going to continue to cook once you remove them from the grill. Now, this recipe by itself works really good. If you are okay with changing the taste a little bit more, try taking this recipe and then before you put them on the grill, wrap each of these in a strip of bacon. And people say, well, why would you want to do that anyway? I'll tell you one thing. Bacon makes goose especially, but even duck a little bit, tastes slightly different. It tastes almost, I don't want to turn you off by this because some people really don't like liver, but it kind of tastes the way calf liver will taste with onions. And it's not nearly as strong as that, though. But the bacon definitely acts as a moisturizer when you're grilling it on the grill. Make sure you don't overcook the duck, please. You will hate it if you overcook it. So there's a good recipe for you. I'll get James on it. He's going to post this up on our website, WFXD.com. Just click on the Outdoor Show. We'll get the grilled duck recipe with and without the bacon on the website for you.